The Seattle School Board has voted to adopt a new math curriculum called Math in Focus. It's based on the way math is taught in Singapore, where students excel in the subject. Parents and teachers have lobbied the district for years to use that kind of curriculum, but as KUOW's education reporter Ann Dornfeld tells us, the district's advisory committee had actually recommended adopting different math materials.
A jubilant crowd gathered outside the auditorium after the vote, taking group pictures to celebrate their math victory. Parents and teachers alike said they hadn't expected the board to vote against the district's recommendation and for their favorite curriculum. STEM at Boren fifth grade teacher Craig Parsley grinned from ear to ear.
Children are going to improve immensely with this program. This is the greatest day I've had since I started teaching.
Parsley said he's eager for kids across the district to experience what he sees as the key to his students' success, Singapore math. Seattle's current math curriculum is so unpopular that its adoption process 5 years ago sparked the so-called math wars and an unsuccessful lawsuit. Parents and teachers complain that it's hard for kids to understand and skips too quickly from topic to topic without ensuring mastery. Because it's text-heavy, they say the current curriculum is especially difficult for struggling readers and English language learners. Board members, including Betty Patu, lobbed that same complaint at Wednesday's board meeting about the new curriculum the district's advisory committee recommended.
It's really hard to understand if you don't have all your English language together. And as a visual learner for many years, it was hard for me to understand what the teacher is saying, that I actually had to see the picture in order for me to understand exactly what the teacher is talking about.
Patu said she favored the other curriculum up for consideration for its clear pictures and minimal text. That's Math in Focus, the Singapore method. A handful of schools around the district like Singapore math so much that they've long been using it with their students. Still, some speakers urged the board to approve the curriculum the advisory committee recommended. Committee member Deborah Burmett said Math in Focus was quickly ruled out because it's not aligned with the new Common Core state standards. That was the district's top priority.
Math in Focus does not teach the skills and the practices, the habits of mind that the Common Core demands of our children.
Some board members took issue with the price tag of Math in Focus, $6.4 million compared to $4 million for Envision Math. Board member Sue Peters was elected last fall after running on a platform that included overhauling the math curriculum. She said that while she respects the work of the advisory committee, the board's decision comes down to three considerations.
We have to follow policy. We do have to listen to the community. That is part of what the policy says. And we have to address the issues of equity, making sure we provide materials that are accessible to as many students as possible.
The board voted 4-3 to make Singapore math the district's curriculum for the next 7 years. It's coming to Seattle classrooms this fall. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.